From the BillionAuto.com studios, here's Senior Market Analyst Brian Hoops on your Ag Network.
This is Brian Hoops from Midwest Market Solutions. Market Insider Closing Commentary, Wednesday, April the 17th. Grain markets as well as livestock, mostly under some pressure. The soy complex had traded lower to new lows overnight and then found some short covering. It was mostly bargain hunting that lifted values. We closed just the May contract 4.5 cents better, November up 2.75, and that's a few cents off the session highs. The wheat futures were lower today. Better rains in the forecast for the southern plains have pressured Kansas City wheat futures, as well as news that Egypt had bought 120,000 metric tons of wheat in a tender from the Ukraine. We saw Chicago wheat down 11.5, Kansas City off 12.75, with Minneapolis 5.75 cents lower, and the wheat market pulled corn off of its session highs as it tried to rally in early dealings, but May was down 3/4, beef down 2.5 cents, settling on top of some over underneath support. A livestock trade was narrowly mixed as well, as we closed 60 lower the April, June down 40, feeders off 70. We did make some new highs for the move in both the live and the feeders in early dealings, but were turned lower as midday cutout values were both lower in both the choice and in the select. Cattle and feed report comes out this Friday at 2 o'clock Central Time. Trades looking for on feed at 102.1%, placements at 93, and marketing's at 88.1%. This is Ben Bryant.
You know, I'm no auctioneer, but I'm going to try to work in all the categories of equipment for sale at Purple Wave Auction in 30 seconds. Ready, set, go.
Tractor, sprayer, fire truck, skid loader, airplane, semi, excavators, trailers, bucket trucks, campers, classic cars, pickups, road graders, forklifts, pavers, cranes, planters, combines, ATVs, generators, buses, cop cars, hay equipment, and the list goes on and on.
That's Purple Wave Auction at purplewave.com. Made it.